Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Yikes. Well, good luck with all that.
Genuinely don't give a flying what anyone else has to say. I will fight for my relationship until my dying breath. I will fight until there's no fight left to give.
Right, for the worst men on the dating market, as far as character. Yeah, you'll fight for those guys. Look, I can tell by the double nose rings. Is that a new thing? Am I missing something? Is that the new wave? The double nose ring chronicles? Do I gotta start a new one? The fake lips. The fact that you got a TikTok. It tells me that this is a very specific type of guy that you'll do this for. You won't do it for a righteous man. You won't do it for a decent man. You won't do it for a man who would make a great husband and a great father.
How could you be so sure?
You won't do it for the man who will buy a rose for you. You'll only do it for a man who only care to drop a load on you.
Bars.
So yeah, this doesn't sound impressive to me because I know which guy you would do this for and which guy you wouldn't do it for.
And it doesn't mean I'm weak, and it doesn't mean that I've lost respect for myself. It shows that I give a lot of fucks, all right? I care about that person. It shows that I have emotion and courage, and I will fight for something if I believe in fighting for it. Too many people nowadays just give up, and I am not giving up.
Yeah, but she's not giving up on a guy who never started with her. Like, think about that for a minute. She refused to let a guy go who never held on to her in the first place. It's not admirable. It's not noble. So stop patting yourself on the back.
Please don't brag. Only fools brag. Bragging just shows you can shoot off your big mouth. If you're great, people will know it. You don't have to tell them anything. Just like I don't have to tell you. Understand?
I would rather be perceived weak, knowing that I tried everything I could in my power to save the relationship instead of thinking, what if? If you're in your 20s and you're in a relationship, you do have to remember, we are still so young. We're still so young. We're still kids, basically. We're still learning how to communicate properly. We're still learning how to actually love someone properly and in the right way and healthy way. I would rather go through hell and back. I would rather go through the worst patches of rough that you could ever think of with one person than I would starting with someone new. Of rough.
She is nuts. She is sick and she's nuts. What is this?
Hey, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she is, you know, doing this for a good dude. And if she is, hey, hopefully it works out. But, well, I don't know. I don't know if I would wish her on a good dude. I mean, what she's saying sound nice if it is a good dude, but what I'm looking at is just giving me mixed signals. Like, the message and the visual is just not lining up.
How many is the most dudes you ever fucked in one go?
I think 35.
Nasty bitch.
I've had sex with 35 guys. Okay.
Whew. Oh, Lord.
Impressive isn't Whew. The word. So if I'm judged for
anybody
having...
Anybody else need a shot of this?
25. They did 25.
Private got collection.
Someone
How's
paid
that work?
For just this one video from you personally?
Yeah, it was crazy.
And you actually did it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Someone paid like how much money?
Ridiculous amount of money. Like
really?
Ridiculous. More than every guy.
Five figures.
Not five figures. Wait.
Counting the zeros. I love it.
We're going to let it slide.
What?
See, yeah, when you have any attractiveness on you as a woman, you don't have to know what five figures means. You can just go into places with your boobs out, and that'll replace whatever knowledge you had to have to become something in that room. Keep stacking up the dollars. Here's the crazy thing. A lot of these OF chicks, they just blow through the money. They're not invested in crypto. They're not into real estate. They just use all the money on bullshit and experiences and traveling and bags and, you know, stupid cars and shit. She's going to need all that OF money for all the therapy she's going to need once her looks fade, though. So I hope she's saving up.
I highly doubt that.
$999.
More than $1,000 for each guy.
Okay.
I was just looking into the Love Island roster for this season. All of these women are under 26 years old. What? Shit. Is this all Botox and filler? What is... Why do the Brits age so fast?
Look, I highly doubt all these women are under 26 years old. Women lie. Like, they definitely lie about their age. There's no chance in hell that any of these women are under 35. It's just not possible. You don't think pretty much every woman who has ever been on a reality TV show has lied about her age? Okay, maybe not everyone. If she was like 18, 19, 20 or something. But you know what I mean. Look, fellas, if you talking to a chick over the age of 30, which I don't know why you would be, never trust the age they tell you. Always go up at least 3 years.
Okay.
But yeah, after a certain age, you're going to need to see some ID before you feel fully convinced of how old she is.
What kind of shit is that?
Yeah, but women are getting work done to their faces younger and younger these days. I mean, blame the Kardashians. Man, it's going to be some rough-looking 40 to 50-year-old women in the next 20 years, I tell you. That beauty industry ain't never going to decline. As long as women hate themselves and have crippling insecurities. I'm living my nightmare.
It is a monster. It's in my head. All of these women are under 30. Is there something in the water?
No.
I'm not going to pretend that I'm aging like an angel, but what is going on? I was looking at the ages of the people in this show. Is it Botox filler? Is it because over there they just start drinking when they're 13? And smoking cigs outside a Liverpool club? Outside a mansion?
Look at that neck, seriously, on the right. Like, it's just not possible. They did her dirty. They could have did some magic, some Photoshop operation. They could have did something.
You're being a fucking asshole. This wasn't like
hold
like
on
this.
A minute. You're calling me a cop?
I am.
A lot of women neglect the beauty of dating a struggling man, but that's where the foundation of trust is built. The loyalty, the commitment, because he's not trying to win you over with any money, because he doesn't have it. He's going to win you over with effort, consistency, and that comes with respect.
Look, you're not going to teach these old witches that. See, this is something that happens when a woman is young. High school, early 20s, she actually fell in love with a guy and she riding for him. After 22, 23, that's never happening again. That phase is over. A lot of them have been alpha widowed at that point. You know, they're bitter, they're jaded. They'll never ride or die for a man like that again once they get past a certain age. That whole just riding for a guy because I care about him and love him and want to be with him, that has an expiration date with pretty much every woman.
No,
no. No, I know, right?
No, I'm serious.
Once a woman's mind go a certain way, there is no going back for the most part. So all the women that's listening to this, you're not going to get through to them. They already set on gold digging and being all about what a man could do for them. And this is why it's so important for women to settle down, you know, in high school or college. Because they're only going to get worse and worse and worse as time goes by and as relationships don't work out. And they're just going to become less and less genuine. Or, how can I put it? More and more disingenuous. However you want to word it. So, fellas, get this idea out of your head that some pretty woman is just going to ride or die with you through the thick and thin after a certain age. You know, just forget about it.
See, you only value and respect something that you had to work hard to get. Facts. He understands the sweat, the long days, the living paycheck to paycheck, the goal setting, working overtime just to take you somewhere nice, etc. That's where 90% of the time the guy with wealth falls short. He has no respect for you. He didn't put in any effort with you. He didn't have to work to build a foundation with you. He simply bought you.
Yeah, keep that in mind, fellas. Always make a bitch work for you. Because you're going to be the one doing her a favor in the long run. She's only getting older, fatter, and more mentally ill.
You are never going to meet anybody with that kind of mentality about women, you sick son of a bitch.
Hey, folks. It's me, RB Sensei. I'm so tired of going over these dingbats. Support the content and keep the machine running. You could join for $5 via Patreon or Subscribestar, or for the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You get access to my normal videos one day early, as well as 2 to 3 exclusive videos a week. Now back to whatever dumbass I was reviewing before this commercial started.
King Kong ain't got shit on me!
Granted, you're getting older too, and even if your body goes to too, your mind is still right. Your character is still right. That's going to be more than what we could say for that 40 to 50 plus year old woman you with. So in the long run, the man is doing the woman a favor if he a decent dude. So knowing that up front when you start talking to a woman that in the long run, you're going to be doing her the favor, make her work for it. If it was easy for her to get you, it's going to be easy for her to walk away from you. Remember that.
Nasty,
To him, you're just another prize on the shelf, something to pull out when he wants to play with it and throw back when he's done. That's what most wealthy men do. They buy things because they can, not because they need it. Hell, sometimes not even because they want it, just because they can. They're more intrigued with the fact that they can buy you instead of actually being intrigued with you.
But look, a lot of these women these days, they would rather be bought by a wealthy man and risk getting tossed to the side, you know, if she rub them the wrong way, then settle down and build a life with an average man. And they'll keep doing that over and over and over again until they age out and don't know wealthy men want them. And then they want the average man to come clean that thing up. Not gonna happen.
I don't know you. You thought they were squares. You thought they was fools. You thought they was licks.
To him, you come at a monetary cost, and he can buy 1,000 more of you because you come a dime a dozen. You're nothing special. But with a struggling man, your love was bought with authenticity and genuineness that was built on solid ground, and that's the beauty within the struggle.
Yeah, but it would take intelligence and character to really have a deep understanding of what you're saying, lady, and that's just something most women just don't have.
Men are giving up on dating. And one of the reasons why is because of women's expectations. One of the main reasons why women have such unrealistic expectations is because of social media, and let me tell you why. So women are often fueled by what they see on social media. It seems like everywhere you look online, there are images of perfect couples, luxury, exotic vacation, lavish gifts. And this is very, very toxic because this is not even real.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. Most of these women posting that stuff, they're prosties. They're basically hooks. They're sugar babies. So yeah, these are the last women you should be trying to model your life after. But they don't get that. But yeah, it's just in a woman's nature to want more, 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 and more. Honestly, if it wasn't social media feeding their greed, it'd be something else. It'd be TV or something.
It's just social media. And these things create unrealistic standards for women because they expect that from a partner. And men feel like they need to be wealthy or constantly shower women with gifts to be able to measure up. And it's a lot of pressure. It can leave men thinking that they'll never be able to meet these expectations. And as a result, men are just giving up on dating because they feel like they can't compete.
Men shouldn't want to compete for these harlots. I mean, channels like this have exposed women enough to where, like, guys realize even if they could get the chick they wanted to get, it wasn't going to be anything good in the long run anyway. So men realize, why try to compete for a complete fucking headache who's going to ruin my life? Doesn't make any sense.
Jesus sent him. He was from Jesus.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss